Blog Talk Radio.
'Well, good morning, everyone. Thank you so much for tuning in today. Today is Wednesday, January 28th, 2015. You are listening to Doc Talk right here on Blog Talk Radio. The number here, of course, is 347-426-3469. This is Dr. Ruth Stevens, the owner of Nutritionally Yours, located here in Detroit, Michigan, and your host of Doc Talk here on Blog Talk Radio each and every Wednesday at 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Again, if you're just tuning in, the number is 347-426-3469. Of course, you can always reach me at my email directly, doctalkruth@gmail.com, as well as my office at 313-897-7257. So good morning to everyone again. Thank you so much for hanging out with me on another great Wednesday. Today, my topic, I'm going to close out January with some of the personal things that I think, you know, of course, that are important to me. And this is something that I think everyone is going to be focusing on, you know, at the beginning of the year and all that kind of good stuff. And today's topic is going to be talking about getting the most out of your exercise choices. So some of the things associated with that topic that I'll be covering this hour, I'm going to talk about brown versus yellow fat, as well as workout enhancers, steroids versus herbal steroids, and supplements and herbs for your performance. And then I'll just do a little closing and get you right on out of here. So hopefully you can hang out with me all hour long and enjoy the show. And if you can't, please go back and listen to the show via archive. And again, today's topic, talking about getting the most out of your exercise choices. If you're so inclined to hang out in the chat room, it is up and running. I am multitasking, getting that going. I was goofing around with all of my equipment here, but it is up and running. So you can chat amongst yourself, and I will check back periodically just to see what you're talking about. Also, coming up at the halfway point in the show, I will get into just the lab specials for the month of January. Those are going to be shutting down January 31st, so you've got a few more days to take advantage of those lab specials coming up at the halfway point in the show. And I've got just, you know, a couple little announcements that I'll tell you about, but don't worry about those. You'll get all of that information as the show progresses. So, again, thanks so much for hanging out with me today. I hope everyone is doing well. I had so many great birthday wishes last week. Oh, my goodness gracious. Thanks, everyone, for all of the well wishes and well blessings and all that good stuff. Thank you so much. And before I get going, I want to say a happy birthday to my daughter. Yep, she and I are a week apart. Her birthday is tomorrow. She'll be 16. How about that? Little Camila, my little delicate flower. She'll be 16, so happy birthday in advance to you. She's at school right now. Of course, she can't hear the show, but she knows it's going on. So anyway, and everyone else out there celebrating, you know, your special day, and may you have many more years of blessed health and prosperity and all that other good stuff. Take care of yourself. All righty, let's get going right on into the show here. It's about, oh, just a couple of minutes after the 10 a.m. hour here in Michigan. Again, if you're just tuning in, talking about getting the most out of your exercise choices, this is something that's really challenging to folks. You start on that regimen for the new year, and it's like, I don't know what to do. How can I keep this momentum going? You're inundated with information on what to take, what to do. Well, never fear, Dr. Ruth is here. I'm going to take care of you. So just sit back and enjoy the ride. We'll talk about some things momentarily. But first, yes, indeed, I've got to do the housekeeping. We'll say good morning to all of my students and patients and just everyone that's listening in. I'm looking at my switchboard. Good morning to my guest, 114, in the chat room. I hope you are enjoying the show. Thus far, if you are new to Dr. Ruth, that I was just about to say that. If you're new to Doc Talk, how about that? welcome. And if you are a returning guest, good morning to you, and I do hope you enjoy the show. To all of my callers on the switchboard, if you have any questions or comments, please press the number 1, and I will get you right on the air, and we can address that for you. But in the meantime, 347-426-3469 is the number here at Doc Talk. All right, let me take a sip of my little orange juice. Yes, I have orange juice today, folks. It's amazing how many people want to know what I drink when I'm on the show. Oh, boy, you guys are going to love the webinars and my educational class series that will be coming up very soon, and they'll be ongoing for everyone that's out of state. Out of the country, you can tune in to the webinars and the classes, and you'll get all of that information. I'll be talking about that coming up also. So let me drink my orange juice. Mm-hmm. Ah, that was good. Okie dokie. Let's do the housekeeping. I'm so silly. All right, let's do the housekeeping really quickly and get on with the show here. This information is being provided to you to inform those interested in various aspects of health and nutrition as it relates to both diet and disease. It is my intention to assist you and to act as a health and nutritional guide. All information, suggestions, and recommendations are not meant to replace your own medical doctor, and specifically are not meant as medical treatment. You always want to see an appropriately trained health professional before beginning any new health regimen, or if you have any questions, medical concerns, or any guidance regarding your health. Always factor in as well that individual results may vary. And you guys knew I wasn't going to forget this. No part of this publication may be reproduced, stored in a retrieval system, or transmitted in any forms or by any means, electronic, mechanical, photocopying, recording, scanning, or otherwise, except permitted with prior written permission from me, yep, Dr. Ruth L. Stevens. All righty, folks. Let's get right on into this. 347-426-3469 is the number here at Doc Talk. I hope everyone is doing well today. Let's talk about this getting the most out of your exercise choices. And I think a lot of you, let me know if you can hear me a little differently today. And it should be much clearer. I have new equipment, so you might be able to hear my voice clearer. I don't know how clear your reception was before, but I'm thinking you can hear me. It's like I'm up close and personal, right in your ear, yelling at you, saying, put that cookie down. So I'm kind of excited about this. I can hear very well, but, you know, equipment is always fun to get. Anyway, 347-426-3469 is the number here at Doc Talk. Let's take care of some things here. Again, if you are in the chat room, good morning to you. I haven't put my little greetings and everything up, but good morning to you. All right, getting the most out of your exercise choices. Now, of course, this is something personal to me. I do exercise and work out of the gym on a regular basis and have done that. Oh, my God, I can't even remember when I wasn't physically active. I mean, just as a child, of course, a lot of us were, you know, outdoors playing and doing things of that nature. But, you know, it carried over to me as far as young adult and now into adulthood and now, of course, at my age that I am now. And it's just a part of my routine. And so this is something that I think when you start out at an early age, it just becomes a very good habit to form. And it takes you into many, many years of successful living and successful health. So today I wanted to talk about getting the most out of your exercise choices because a lot of us, as I mentioned before, have started the new year saying, okay, this is my resolution. I'm going to work out more. I'm going to take care of myself. I'm going to eat right. You know, we know the usual suspects. And don't stop trying. This is something that I want you to continue to do. If you've tried it before and you had a couple of, you know, difficulties, this is where I want you to stay focused and keep trying. You've got another day to get it right, so don't stop trying. So today I wanted to give you some things to really help you stay motivated, stay focused on when you are exercising. These things should help you, and it also should enlighten you and educate you as to what's going on physically in the body when you are exercising, and just a little bit about, you know, what's the metabolism and things of that nature as it relates to your body. So let me give you this information really quickly, I'm going to go into it after I give you my quote of the week. You know, guys, I started that this year, giving you a quote of the week, and I have my tip of the week. I thought was absolutely phenomenal. I got it from this, you know, a special patient, great friend, absolutely adore this person, and I thought it was so profound because it's an acronym, but it's a tip of the week, and I'll share it with you coming up, you know, soon in the show, probably in the halfway point. And it's something I think you can remember it, but it's also going to coincide with today's topic and just help you to stay right on point as far as when you're working out and getting the most out of your exercise choices. Now, remember, exercise routines need to be personalized. Don't try to do what everyone else is doing because their body is not your body. They don't have your health history. They don't have your lifestyle. So this has got to be something that's personalized. So let me go into this really quickly, and your quote of the week, I want you to remember this, because when we start getting into resolutions and health and things like that, sometimes we get a little bit tired and we start talking about, oh, I'm just getting old, and, you know, I'm too old to do this. All right, so let me give you my quote of the week, and it is, don't complain about growing old. Not everyone is granted that privilege. How about that? That'll put it in perspective for you, won't it? Again, don't complain about growing old. Not everyone is granted that privilege. That is your quote of the week. So I want you to think about that when you start going, oh, you know, this is just something that happens with age, and I'm too old for this. I mean, whether it's mentally or physically, this is something that we don't want to just get into that complacent mode of deterioration and start with this wah, 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 poo-poo diaper baby mentality. We want to stay focused. Yep, I actually said that, didn't I? I want us to stay focused. And I want us to evolve as we go forward. You know, that was one of my tips from last week, evolving. And, oh, boy, I'm multitasking here, folks. Oh, boy. Anywho, yes, I want us to stay focused. And, you know, it's amazing. People text me and do all kinds of things. I get emails, and it's like, stop it. I can't multitask. Well, have me running into a wall here. All righty. 347-426-3469 is the number here at Doc Talk. All right, getting the most out of our exercise choices. Regular exercise, that's got to be an integral part of good health. It's not just for athletes anymore. And a sedentary lifestyle has the same effect on heart disease risk as smoking a pack of cigarettes a day, believe it or not. And we all we all know that exercise speeds results in weight loss and heart recovery, but regular exercise also helps a healing program. It strengthens the whole body, muscles, nerves, your blood, glands, lungs, heart, brain, your mind, and your mood. It also is going to increase your metabolic rate, muscle mass, tissue oxygen uptake, respiratory and circulatory vigor, and increases the enzymes in the body that help burn fat. So this is something, again, we all want to do when we're talking about getting the most out of our exercise choices. We're not exercising just because we, you know, we've got nothing better to do. Trust me, when I go into the gym, it's like, but you know what? The benefits. I like being healthy. I like feeling good. I like looking good. And it's one of those anti-agers. And I think that when you, again, make it a part of your lifestyle, then you can look at it differently and go, you know what? It's challenging, but it's good for me, and it's good to me, and I'm going to reap the benefits of this. So then that changes our perspective. All right, 347-426-3469 is the number here at Doc Talk. If you're just tuning in, talking about getting the most out of your exercise choices. So let me just try to break this down for you, because, you know, I always want to educate you because I'm an educator. And a lot of people, when I'm teaching my weight management class as well as anti-aging, this is something that we talk about in detail, of course. And again, the educational class series and webinars, they're coming up, folks. So definitely you want to make sure you get my contact information throughout the show so you can email me or call me. Of course, if you know how to reach me directly via text or whatever, you can do that. But these are going to be coming up, and, of course, there's limited capacity. So you want to make sure that you sign up and get your spot early because you are going to enjoy it. And I'm not going to tell you what my first topic is for the webinar until next week. I'm going to announce that, but trust me, it is a humdinger. You're going to enjoy it. I'm not going to give you any clues, all right? I'm not going to do it. You will definitely enjoy it, and you'll be begging for more. So anyway, let me continue before I get myself all dopey here. So let's talk about this really quickly. Brown fat versus good fat. Now, good metabolism is optimized by exercise. Understand that. So an interesting feature of metabolism is brown fat activity. Now, brown fat is metabolically very active and is different from yellow fat. And yellow fat is that kind that you see deposited around your body. This is a fat that we all just don't want to be friends with. And everyone is subjected to this, so don't think that that you're not, all right? Now, brown fat is bound to the skeleton and is filled with tiny brown-colored mitochondria. I know, you're like, oh, boy, Dr. Ruth, this is not science class. Okay, I won't be too specific like that. But this is, you know, these tiny brown little mitochondria that produce energy in your cells. So just understand that. Brown fat is thermogenically very responsive so that when we take in excess calories, our body compensates in part by producing more body heat to burn them off instead of storing them as yellow fat. And brown fat activity explains in part why some people can overeat and stay slim and other people gain weight very easily. All right, so understand that. Now, I'm not going to get too, you know, much into my, you know, chemistry class and things of that nature, but I really always want to educate you on really how the body works and just health as a whole, okay? Now, the two major factors that cause low brown fat activity response, these are a lack of aerobic activity that increases your lung capacity and elevates your heart rate, and a poor diet. Now, this is huge. People really take for granted that their diets are very important, but this is huge. Putting on weight and not exercising causes lean muscle to break down, leaving you flabby with less energy and ultimately with even less brown fat activity to burn calories. So, of course, this is going to be, you know, now we're doing self-sabotage. We want to make sure that we do exercise because, as you can see, another benefit of it is we're going to be burning our brown fat, and that's what we want. So you're thinking, okay, how much exercise do I need to do and what types of exercises do I need to do this brown fat burning? All right, yellow fat burning. We want to do that or to increase the brown fat activity. You can do something as simple as a daily 30-minute aerobic walk with breathing deeply, even a mile a day. You know, you can do a half mile out and a half mile back. That's going to make a difference to brown fat activity. And it's almost a necessity for long-term life. So when you look at it that way, you really can't go wrong with it. Deep exhalations, that releases metabolic waste along with CO2. These deep inhalations, when they're taking in a deep breath, this is going to flood your system with fresh oxygen. And then the circulatory system is cleansed, your heart gets strengthened, the muscles get toned, and all of this improvement is taking place. And if you add sunlight to this mix, then we're going to be getting natural vitamin D for skin as well as bone health. So see, something very simple. I mean, I know we're dealing with cold elements and we don't want to go outside and all that good stuff, but you know what? When you're outside working out, particularly in, you know, the colder months, 40 and below, you're actually going to be burning more yellow fat because your body's trying to keep you warm, so we're burning more fat. So it's actually a good thing, all right? So get outdoors. Now, we're not talking 20 below. No, that's just pushing it right there. But, you know, go out there and take a little quick jog. You can do it. All right? 347-426-3469 is the number here at Doc Talk, talking about getting the most out of your exercise choices. We are about at 20 minutes after the hour of 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time here. So let me continue talking about this topic because I think this is going to be something that I think a lot of us might benefit from today as we're going forward, trying to stay healthy, trying to lose weight, you know, keep those resolutions, you know, on point. This is something hopefully it will help you. If you missed any portion of the beginning that I've been talking about, you can always go back and get the information via archives. So let me continue here. All right, just real quickly, and then my overview. I know you're like, that's a pretty long overview, Dr. Ruth. Yeah, it is, but you guys know I talk for a living, blah, blah, blah. That's what I do. So anyway, Now, as you're exercising and working out, I mentioned diet is very important because it is. And I'm just going to touch on this very briefly because as a nutritionist, this is, of course, what I do. But this is something that is of great difficulty to a lot of people, and they just don't know what to eat. So let me tell you very quickly, when we're talking about exercising and getting the most out of our workouts, we got to make sure that our diet is tight. So a low-fat diet with your whole grains, fresh vegetables, you know, moderate protein, this is going to increase that brown fat activity. So a fatty, high-protein diet, like the average American diet, that tends to prevent brown fat from being responsive, thermogenetically speaking. I've been looking at this. This is thermogenetically, and I'm so sorry. I'm looking at two things, and my brain is like dopey. So it's thermogenetically responsive. So we don't want that. So even if you don't reduce your calorie intake but added aerobic exercise, you should still lose weight and increase body tone. So I know some of you are listening to that going, you mean I can still eat the same amount and lose weight? It's actually possible, but please make sure you're eating quality foods. I'm not talking about your potato chips and candy and cookie and all that kind of nonsense. We still want to feed the body. Besides losing muscle mass, we also lose about 1% of bone mass every year if we don't exercise. And this can begin as early as the age of 35. So an exercise program that includes weight-bearing exercises such as walking, running, and cycling increases both muscle and bone mass. And if you have a smartphone and things of that nature, I have a little app on my phone, and it tracks my steps. And so, you know, when I'm at the gym and I have it on my body, of course you have to carry it with you or have it on your person, it's going to track your steps. So you want to be shooting for at least 10,000 steps per day. And it's a great, just something, a little mindful tool just to help you know that you're getting these steps in. It's going to be good for heart rate and just your overall toning. And if you're not someone that's been exercising regularly, walking is going to be a great way just to begin to get back into the swing of things. So if you've got a smartphone, you might want to check out that app. And mine, I think it's called S Health, S as in Sam. And, you know, there's all kinds of apps out there. Whatever you can do, if you have a pedometer, whatever you need to do to make sure you're getting the exercise in, do what you have to do. There's all kinds of things out there, and there's no excuse not to get it going. All right, let me continue here. And then we will move right on because I think I'm doing pretty good with time here. All right. And again, I'm multitasking, so I better stop doing that. All right, aerobic exercise. That's the key to a long-term weight as well as a stress controller. It's also going to help reduce your cholesterol, and it's going to give you a stronger heart. It's also going to stimulate antibody production, enhancing your immune response. And aerobic exercise is very easy, and it's very simple. I mean, if you don't want to go walking outdoors, you can go to a mall. There's lots of places you can take advantage of just easy walking. And besides that daily walk, you can do a light jog. Dancing, that's another great aerobic exercise. So I'm trying to give you ideas of things to get you moving. Your legs and your lungs both show rapid improvement, not to mention the fun you have. So if you're dealing with different types of spider veins, varicose veins, circulatory issues, dancing and aerobic activity is going to be really, really good for you. Swimming, this is another great one. It works all parts of the body at one time, so this is excellent. So noticeable definition improvement comes quickly with regular swimming. And I know a lot of folks, my female listeners, don't want to do it because of their hair. Let me put it in perspective for you. It coincides with the quote of the week. You can look really cute in the coffin with your hair perfect, or you can exercise and we can repair the hair, okay? So let's put it in perspective and really prioritize. I know we pay for our hair. Now, my hair is in a natural style, so I know, of course, you're thinking, well, it's easy for you to say, Dr. Ruth, but I care about my body. A little sweat. It's a swimming, okay, you've got to repair it. I mean, I'd have to wash my hair, get the chlorine out as well. But if it's going to help improve my body and keep me healthy, then guess what? That good is going to outweigh the bad, and I think you'll benefit from it. And trust me, when you're exercising, your hair is going to grow longer and it's going to be healthier. So how about that, folks? All righty, here, 347-426-3469 is the number here at Sock Talk, talking about getting the most out of your exercise choices. All right, here, we are almost at the halfway point in the show. In the second half of the show, I'll be talking about the workout enhancers. These are going to be your steroids, traditional steroids versus herbal steroids. I know you're listening to that going, are you serious? It's true, I am. As well as I'll talk about supplements and herbs for performance, and then I'll get you right on out of here and you can go enjoy your day. So that's coming up in the second half of the show. And again, if you've missed the first half, please go back and listen to the show via archive. All right, let me close out this first section of the show because I know you're all sitting there waiting. And again, good morning to all of my callers on the switchboard and to everyone listening. I hope you are enjoying the show today. So, here we go. If your schedule is so busy that you hardly have time to breathe, let alone exercise, but still want the benefits of body work, there is an all-in-one aerobic exercise. And, you know, there's all kinds of things you can do. And the exercise sounds very easy, but it's actually very difficult, and that's why it works so well. And you will be breathless, trust me. So I'm going to give it to you really quickly. This is an all-in-one. And, of course, I'm going to get tons of emails on this one, tons of texts, tons of calls, because you're going to be like, okay, tell me that all-in-one exercise, and it's all in 1 minute, all right? And I know we're all looking to save time and get the bigger bang for the buck. So here it is. You ready? Okay. All in 1 minute, you're going to simply lie flat on your back, you know, on the rug, carpet, yoga mat, whatever we have going on. Rise to a full standing position any way you can. So if you got a struggle, move on up. And then lie back down flat on your back again. That's the whole exercise, folks. I know you're like, wait a second, Dr. Ruth, that was nothing. Trust me. It's the entire body. We're going to do it all in 1 minute. We're going to stand and lie down for 1 minute. Typical repetitions for most people with average body tone are 6 to 10 in 60 seconds. So record time, I think, for athletic and top competitive condition is about 20 to 24 times in a minute. So you've got to really be moving on that one. So, again, we're lying on our back flat. Try shooting for, we're going to go at the lower end of the spectrum, try shooting for the 6 times and then gradually increase and see if you can get up to 10 and then just figure out where you're going to be at. You might be at 12 or 15. This is an aerobic activity and muscle toner for the entire body, and I want you to just focus on that 1 minute. Start there, and then we're going to increase from that point going forward. See how easy that was? So I know we're all saying, I don't have time to exercise. I think you have 1 minute. I'm pretty sure you do. So you take that 1 minute and go, oh, my God, I'm exhausted, and do as much as you can do in 1 minute, and then, bam, you are done. I challenge you to do it. I want to see how many of you out there are going to do it and then respond to me, and I want to see how many you did. And trust me, you will be breathless, and that's a sign of an effective aerobic workout. And this is what we're shooting for, okay? I didn't think you were going to get that little tip of the day, did you? Again, I'm trying to encourage us to get the most out of our exercise choices. So when we think about exercising, we're always talking about, I've got to join a gym, I've got to run a marathon, I've got to do all of these things that are going to require a lot of time and a lot of endurance and training sometimes. I want you to start slow because, again, some of us have not been working out on a regular basis, and we're just getting ourselves back into the swing of things. So you want to start slow. You want to make sure that you check with your physician to make sure that you don't have anything going on that could cause you some difficulty. So that 1 minute overall body tone, that's your all-in-1 minute workout. You got it right there from yours truly. No autographs, please. All right, 347-426-3469 is the number here at Doc Talk. We're about 1 minute at the halfway point or away from it. So what I'm going to do, I'm going to go right into it. And again, in the second half of the show, I'll get into some great topics as it relates to getting the most out of your exercise choices. If you're just tuning in, you're listening to Doc Talk right here on Blog Talk Radio each and every Wednesday at 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. And of course, this is Dr. Ruth Stevens, and I am your host of Doc Talk. here on Blog Talk Radio each and every Wednesday. So the number here is 347-426-3469. And you can always email me directly at doctalkruth@gmail.com. And you can call me in my office at 313-897-7257. All righty here. Let's do this very quickly and get right back on into the show here. Let me move my little notes here because you guys know I've got 10,000 of those going on here. All right, let's talk about this very quickly. And the last specials for the month of January, we've got a few days left. So today is the 28th, so got to get it in. So take advantage of this. But all month long, I have discounted all of my thyroid panels, anything dealing with the thyroid, if you just want to check your levels just to see where you're at. Thyroid is such an important gland in the body. This is going to be discounted all month long at 50% off. So it's going to depend on what you want to order. And then, of course, you have to contact me, and then I can give you the specific price on that lab. But all thyroid panels are half off. Of course, always the ongoing complete wellness profile. This is a full lab. It will show your glucose, your lipid panel, kidney panel, liver panel, thyroid, bones, minerals, fluid, electrolytes. So it's going to give me a snapshot of everything that's going on in your system. And that's a great lab, and that's always ongoing at the rate of $145, as well as a hair tissue mineral analysis. That's a great lab, a sample of your hair sent to the lab. And when it comes back, it's going to show me all of your nutrient levels, what you have too much of and too little of. And then I can adjust your diet, and we can get you right back on track with that. That is always at the rate of $85. And, of course, we have just full lab services that I offer, everything from allergy testing, of course, to pregnancy testing, HIV. You name it, I've got it. And, no, you don't need to be in the state of Michigan to take advantage of any of my lab services or my services in general. Just contact my office at 313-897-7257 for more information or to place your order, and I will take good care of you. All right, talking about this earlier in the show, I know this will be something that I think everyone's going to enjoy. I've been getting this question for years and years, and so it's finally here. It's here, folks. It's going to be my educational class series. So these will be classes that I've created, and they will be, of course, conducted by me. They're going to be online classes as well as my webinar series. These are coming up, and these will be ongoing. So, again, next week I'll be announcing my first topic that I'll be doing as far as the webinar series. And if you want to participate in those, you definitely need to call my office at 313-897-7257, as well as you can email me directly, and that's going to be a great way for sure to get involved in this. And my email is doctalkruth@gmail.com because I have to send the invitation to you and all of the information via email. So email is going to be a great way to sign up for the educational class series, online courses, as well as the webinars. So again, doctalkruth@gmail.com is the email address. But again, my office, 897-7257, area code 313 is my office number. And yep, they'll answer you. And of course, if I can't talk really briefly, they'll put you into my voicemail, but you will directly speak with me as soon as I have a free moment. So that'll be something that I think all of you will enjoy. And again, you do not have to be in the state of Michigan. This is for my patients that are throughout the United States, Cuba, Jamaica, Brazil, the UK, everyone that has been demanding for this to take place. It is here. Limited capacity, though. I think I have the capacity to do 200 at a time, so you want to make sure that you reserve your spot and take advantage of those. And again, 313-897-7257 for more information on that. All righty, let's do this. We are in the second half of the show. Let me move my little notes over here, and I was trying to be sneaky again and drink orange juice, and it didn't work. But it did that time. All right, 347-426-3469 is the number here at Doc Talk. All right, the second half of the show, I want to talk about workout enhancers. I'm going to start with that one because this is something when we're trying to get the most out of our exercise choices, a lot of people, they start with, well, I think I'm going to have a protein shake or, you know, some type of protein bar or whatever the case may be that you're thinking that you might need. Okay. Now, again, when I teach weight management and other things, we get into working out and enhancers and things of that nature. But this is something that a lot of people out there, unfortunately, might say, well, you know what? I might need a little extra something. So we lean towards the naughty things like steroids. So I'm just going to give you a little bit of information regarding steroids, and then we're going to go right into our herbal steroids because this is different from the traditional steroids that are out there. Those are the naughty ones. We don't want those. We want something that's going to be user-friendly in the body. So just a word about steroids very briefly here. Now, as the standards of excellence rise in sports and competitions, and I use that term loosely, we won't mention anything regarding Super Bowl coming up here and the teams that are playing, but anyway, that's a different story, different day. The use of steroids is increasing. And let me just say this. I'm not alluding that anyone's using steroids in the Super Bowl, so let's clear that up. I don't need that drama. Steroid enhancement has spread beyond the professional and Olympic arenas to dedicated weightlifters, bodybuilders, and team players at all levels. The dangers of synthetic steroids far outweigh the advantages. Steroid use leads to wholesome destruction of your glandular tissue, stunted growth from bone closure in males. So guys out there listening, watch out for that one. Testicle shrinkage. That didn't even sound good, the guys, did it? You're like, whoa, hey, Dr. Ruth, what are you saying? Yes, testicle shrinkage, low sperm count, and this can include sterility, noticeable only after a few months of use. It can also cause enlargement and tenderness of the pectorals, these are your muscles in your chest, weakening of your connective tissue, jaundice from liver malfunction, circulation impairment, and adverse side effects of hostile personality behaviors, as well as facial changes. So when you're thinking about this and you're going, you know, I need to do this. I want to work out. I can do it. I want to be stronger and faster and blah, blah, blah. Don't do this. Don't go that route because I've just rattled off just a few of the side effects of our synthetic steroids. There's so many more, and I've done a show on that. So go back and listen to the archives, and you'll get the full brunt of what's going on when you decide to use these synthetic steroids. But now let's talk about something else. Can herbal steroids do the sports enhancement job that we're looking for when we're talking about these synthetic steroids? Now, there's no magic bullets out there for energy, endurance, and healing when we're talking about sports injuries and things of that nature. But there are plant-derived steroids called your phytosterols that do have growth activity very similar to that of free-form amino acids and anabolic steroids. So there's something out there, and this is a natural thing, so this is a good thing. Now, amino acids from sources such as herbs and foods high in amino acids can act as steroid alternatives to help build the body to competitive levels without chemical steroid consequences. So this is a good thing. And these natural steroids, they help release growth hormones and promote ammonia and acid detoxification, as well as they're going to stimulate your immunity and your liver regeneration. And so this is critical when we're talking about enhancing our health and getting the most out of our exercise choices. These natural herbal steroids also maximize potential. They're going to promote fast recuperation, increase your stamina, and support peak performance. And, you know, we still want to be mindful. Don't just run out and start, because I'm about to give you just a few of them. So don't run out and just buy everything and start taking them. Everything always has to be personalized. So if you need more information on it, definitely contact me or, you know, see someone that's an herbalist, a trained healthcare provider, someone that knows a little bit about herbs that can guide you properly. So let me give you a couple of them. You know, and you can use these with confidence, whether it's bodybuilding or just your basic workout, and know that they're going to be good for you. But again, I don't want you running out grabbing everything because you don't need to. You could use one or two of these, and they would be just as effective, okay? So don't do that. All right, but some of the most well-known herbs as far as these natural herbal steroids are concerned, these are, again, are going to be good for you. And I'm multitasking here, folks. 347-426-3469 is the number here at Doc Talk. My tablet just did something dopey on me. All right, these are some of the well-known herbs for herbal steroids. Damiana, this is a mild aphrodisiac as well as a nerve stimulant. So this is going to be something, I know you heard aphrodisiac, yep. I'm just saying, folks, I'm putting it out there, do what you want with it, but this is going to have that herbal steroid effect to it, okay? Sarsaparilla root. This is going to coax the body to produce greater amounts of the anabolic hormones like testosterone and cortisone. And it's also a blood purifier for nitrogen waste products in the body such as uric acid. And it also helps to speed recovery after your workout. This is another one, saw palmetto. Now, that's a urethral toning herb that increases blood flow to the sexual organs. And I know you're thinking, well, wait a second, Dr. Ruth, I'm not trying to have sex. I'm trying to work out. Trust me, testosterone, these things of that nature, these are going to be excellent for working out. And we definitely want to increase these when we're working out. So this is why you have herbs that are they have a dual purpose. So they're good for sexual health and sexual organs as well as for exercise. All right. Siberian and Panax ginseng. These are adaptogens for an overall body balance and energy. So either one of those is going to work well for you. Wild yam, an antispasmodic herb that prevents cramping. And it's going to be really good for you. And then we have yohimbe, and that's a testosterone precursor for bodybuilding. And it's a potent, understand my language here, folks, a potent aphrodisiac for both men and women. So you got a little extra tip on there as far as sexual health there, but these are going to be some of the well-known herbal steroids that you can incorporate when we're talking about getting the most out of your exercise choices and enhancing it. Don't run out, like I said, and get everything. Now, you know, someone just sent me a text asking me as far as my supplement regimen, and this is probably one of the most popular questions that I get when I do workshops, when I teach classes, my patients, and they always ask me, well, what do you take, Doc? I take my regimen every day. I have a green drink, and it's a green blend. It's a powder, and I mix it with juice, and you can mix it with water or juice. My students know this for sure, and my patients, but it's your green blend, so it has your spirulinas, chlorellas, you know, all these green algae, blue algae. It has all of them. It has an immune blend in there, so it has your shiitakes, maitakes, reishis, all of that in there. It has a probiotic blend. So all of this is in one powder, and I make it into a green drink. So that's what I do first, as well as I take a garlic supplement, brewer's yeast, ginseng, my multivitamin, multimineral. What else do I take? I do take a mushroom complex for a little extra. I'm trying to think of flax oil. I take that as well. All of this is every day, folks. I mean, trust me, it's like, oh, boy. And some days it's like, my God. But I like feeling healthy. So that is, I think I remembered everything that I take. And that is my blend. Now, I don't have any pre-existing health conditions. I'm a healthy person, thank God. So everything I do is for prevention. But again, that regimen is personalized. So when I do a vitamin profile for students or patients, now we can get into personalizing what your body specifically needs as far as supplements and things of that nature. So don't listen to my regimen going, well, I'm going to take that too. No, that's for my body. Remember, I'm a 50-year-old woman. So, you know, and even if you are a 50-year-old woman out there, your body is not my body. So we want to always personalize our supplement and our regimens just in general. All right, so there you go. That person that wanted to know what I took, I know who you are, you student of mine. All right, anywho, 347-426-3469 is the number here at Doc Talks. Now, I'm going to go into my tip of the week because it was just absolutely profound. Absolutely. You know, when I hear things that are profound, I always, of course, need permission to share them. But I love sharing them because I think, you know, just sharing knowledge and if it's going to help someone and enhance them, I just think that's a great thing. So I got this from, again, you know, super special friend. Just absolutely adore them. And it was just when I read it, I was like, wow, how about that? And so this is going to be your tip of the week. And I gave you the quote of the week, which hopefully you got that. But your tip of the week, and this is going to be an acronym, and I want you to remember this because I think it'll help you. And I want you to apply it not just to your exercise regimen and how to get the most out of it, but just your overall health regimen. And you can apply this to other aspects of your life. And when you hear it, you can go, you know what, I can see how I can do that. Now, I've personalized it a little bit as it relates to working out and health. But again, you can take this and you can run with it. I just want to give it to you because I think it's so absolutely great. And this is your tip of the week. Now, the word is, it's a word, of course, because it's an acronym. But the word is SMART, S-M-A-R-T. So I'm going to break down what each one of these letters is going to apply represent. And then you can see how you need to apply it to exercising and other aspects of your life. So the word is SMART. All right, we all want to be smart and smarter about things, particularly our health. So S, this is going to stand for specific. Now, when we're talking about health and exercise and things of that nature, as I said again, this has got to be very specific, very personal. This cannot be, well, I guess I'll just do this. I don't know, any old thing. No, I need you to be very precise, very specific. So that S is going to stand for specific. M, this is manageable. All right, again, when we're talking about becoming healthy, I don't need you to decide you're going to run a marathon for 50 miles, you're going to join every gym up under the sun. You know, stop that. I need this to be very manageable, very, very doable, something that's going to fit into your lifestyle, something user-friendly that you're going to stick with. So I need it to be manageable, okay? The next one, A, actionable. I think that speaks for itself. Action. I need you to, hey, put it into practice. Don't sit there and talk about it. Now I need you to move out on it, okay? And then R for reliable. Okay. Now we've got, to me, that's going to be synonymous with accountability, our reliability on this. Who are we reliable to and accountable to? Ourselves. You owe it to yourself to make this happen, all right? So R is going to be for reliability and, or excuse me, for realistic. T, the last letter of this, because I'm spelling the word smart, timely/trackable. This is going to be something, again, I'm relating it to you working out and your health and exercising. This has to be timely. Don't overextend yourself. And then we also need that kind of tracking ability to say, okay, did I exercise today? Am I on point with this? So I personalize this very briefly, and you can change these acronyms all around. Well, no, don't change them around. What I mean to say is they're going to be for specific, manageable, actionable, realistic, timely. That's what I want you to think about, the word SMART. But I need you to apply it, again, to various aspects of your own personal world. So when we're talking about eating, when we're talking about exercise, when we're talking about stress, we're talking about work, children, whatever the case may be, I always need you to be smart about it, okay? And if you need that again, and I'm sure you will, you can email me and I'll send you that. And again, thanks to that doggone big-brained person that shared that with me yesterday. I'm telling you, intelligence is a great thing. It really is. It is. I'm impressed, you know, doggone. 347-426-3469 is the number here at Doc Talk. We are about at 12 minutes before the hour of 11 a.m. I've just got one more little heading to cover with you, and then you can get the heck out of Dodge and go and enjoy your day. I talked to you, of course, in the first half of the show, just gave you an overview about things, brown versus yellow fat. Just talked about steroids, the synthetic version versus the herbal steroids, which are going to be better for you. Now I want to talk about some different supplements and herbs for performance, because, again, we're talking about getting the most out of your exercise choices. So this is one of those things that folks are kind of confused about, and they're like, oh, you know what, I think I'm going to go get a B12 shot. Give me a little bit of extra energy. No, what you need to do is find out why you don't have energy in the first place. We want to fix the problem. I don't do bandages in my practice or in my world. I need to find out exactly what's wrong with you. We address that, yes, I can take care of the symptoms and get you comfortable and all that stuff, but I am shooting for finding out what's wrong with you. So that's what you need to focus on. So we don't want to just say, all right, give me that B12 shot. That's going to give me some energy. I'm good. No, you're not good, because we still haven't addressed the underlying issue. So when we're talking about supplements and herbs for exercise or bodybuilding or sports performance, whatever the case may be, there's a lot of them out there. And again, I don't want you to run out and buy everything. That's not what we do here, folks. You have to personalize everything. I want you to listen. I want you to be very patient and understand this. So strength training supplements, these are good for both the serious and the casual athlete. This is your everyday just working out. These herbs and supplements, they can help build muscle tissue. They can maintain low body fat and improve strength and endurance when the body is under stress of a workout series. Now, my body is very sore today. I did some things at the gym that I don't normally do. I mean, I'm kicking it up some notches here, folks, because, you know, as you get older, you want to challenge yourself. And so I was at the gym yesterday, and I was doing some things, and I'm just walking around. I'm like, oh, I am so sore, but it's a good thing. And I love that feeling, because it's like, oh, you know, you worked out and you used muscles that you normally don't use. So it was a good thing. But anywho, supplements optimize recuperation time between workouts and are proven, you know, they're this proven adjunct to fitness and muscle growth, and they speed healing from sports-related injuries. And you guys know I just got out of a cast not long ago from my foot, so. But no, it wasn't from exercising. No, no, no. I know. Yes, I was running from a bee, but whatever. Whatever. Anyway. I'll continue. Antioxidants have become a byword for sports performance because antioxidant supplementation helps the body maintain defenses against exercise-induced free radicals that combat injury and speed muscle recovery. So when we're talking about herbal supplements, I understand they can be very efficient partners in your exercise programs. You know, these herbs act as concentrated food nutrients for bodybuilding. And they also are going to offer extra strength for energy and endurance. And the herbs have been used, you know, for centuries. I mean, and when I say centuries, everything from the times of gladiators where they used yarrow and other herbs for flesh wounds. And so I'm about to give you just a few of them. There's so many of them out there, of course, but I only have an hour-long show. But I'm going to give you a few of them. These are going to be some great, great, great things that you can utilize as far as getting the most out of your exercise choices. If you're just tuning in, we've got about 8 minutes remaining. 347-426-3469 is the number here at Doc Talk. You can go back and listen to the show via archive if you've missed most of it, if you're just tuning in, and I apologize if you have. And, of course, you can always contact me directly at doctalkruth@gmail.com for more information, as well as 313-897-7257 in my office directly. All right, so let me give you these herbal supplements very quickly, and then I'm just going to close you out and get you the heck out of Dodge. All right, the supplements. Now, how you take training supplements is as important as what you take. Understand that. So your program will be more productive if you balance supplements between workout days and rest days. Muscle growth occurs on rest days as your body uses the workout you've been giving it. So today my body is, you know, definitely a rest day. It's got to be. So muscle growth is going on with me. So obtain increased enhancement by taking your vitamins, minerals, and these glandulars on your rest days. And then you take the proteins, amino acids, and herbs on your workout days before your workout. So just whatever days you decide you're going to work out, this is when we're going to be taking these supplements that will include the proteins, amino acid, and the herbs. And that's going to benefit you. So here we go. Here's a supplement. Let me drink some more orange juice here. Mm-hmm. Tasty. I am so silly. All right. The first one, and I'm just going to give you a few just to, you know, get you started. This is an antioxidant herb for aerobic support. So I mentioned it earlier, but Siberian ginseng, you can do ginkgo biloba, barley grass, spirulina, chlorella, or your American or Chinese panax ginseng, and you can also use rosemary or white pine bark. I'm going through these very quickly because, you know, we're short on time, but you can email me or contact me, and I will give you those again if you want that information. The next one is, these are herbs for body stress, all right? Again, American and Chinese panax ginseng. You could do a Siberian ginseng as well. That's going to be great for body stress. These are going to be anti-inflammatory herbs for injuries, turmeric and white willow. Now, if you're allergic to aspirin like myself, you don't want to do anything with willow because you'll have some problems. But turmeric is going to be a great one, pretty user-friendly, unless you are allergic to that also. Now, these are going to be herbal supplements that give you energy. You could do kola nut, ginkgo biloba, green tea. Now, you guys know I drink that religiously. And these will be very user-friendly for you. You can get these in supplement form or tea form or extract form as well, so whatever your preference might be. Stamina and endurance herbs, Siberian ginseng, sarsaparilla, wild yam, spirulina, your American and Chinese panax ginsengs, and foti, F-O-T-I. That's another one. That's going to be a great one for stamina and endurance and herb. And when I talk about other things as it relates to, well, you know, I can't tell you because then I'll give away what my topic will be for my webinar. Oops, sorry. Can't say that right now. Okay, anyway, moving right along. This is going to be something that's a good blood tonic and cleansing the blood. This is going to be wheatgrass, chlorella, spirulina, barley grass, yellow dock, sarsaparilla, and golden seal. And I just have two more, and I actually have a couple more. I think I can squeeze this in before I have to get to my closing. This is going to be great, excuse me, for circulation. Ginkgo biloba. Biloba. I love that word, and I couldn't say it right then and there. Ginkgo biloba, cayenne, or ginger. Those are going to be great for circulation. And then we have other stimulant herbs, like one, this is called suma, S-U-M-A. Not something that a lot of people have heard of, but check it out, trust me. Now, this is going to be for those that overdo it. Like, I need some of these today because I have soreness. These are going to be muscle relaxers, and they help with soreness after you've worked out. Valerian, passion flower, and hops. Now, I know all of my beer drinkers out there are going, well, you know what, I'll just have a beer. It's got hops in it. That's natural. It's also a drink that has alcohol in it. It's a brain poison, so let's not do that, okay? Let's go for the natural hops. Unless you get a non-alcoholic beer, then okay. But go for valerian and passion flower. These are two sedative herbs that are going to help relax the muscles and they'll be really good for soreness. And then when we're talking about workout recovery and nerve strength, we can get into sarsaparilla. That's going to be great. And then we always want some mineral-rich herbs for the body to help repair it. And this is where yellow dock root, barley grass, and dandelion are going to be excellent for you. So I've given you, you know, enough of them out there, you know, that you can choose from. Again, you don't need all of them. You can choose from them, and they have to be personalized. And understand that herbs are natural drugs, so don't overdo it. Contact me. I will make sure that you're taking the right dosage, the right herb for your body based on what you're trying to accomplish. All righty here, 347-426-3469 is the number here at Doc Talk. I am about maybe 3 minutes before the end of the show. And again, if you missed any portion of it, please go back and listen to it via archive or contact me directly at doctalkluke@gmail.com to get the information that I have shared with you today. So let me just do my little closing here, drink my orange juice and skedaddle. By whatever exercise program you choose for yourself, make rest a part of it. Work out harder one day, go easy the next, or exercise for several days and take 2 days off. It's better for body balance, and it's going to increase energy levels when you increase the next time. So after that regular program is started, exercise 4 days a week, and that's going to increase your fitness level. Exercise 3 days a week, and that's going to maintain your fitness level. And then exercising 2 days a week will decrease a high fitness level. But any amount of exercise is better than nothing at all. So every exercise helps. I just want you to stay focused on it. Don't give up. You can do it, folks. So without further delay, we got to do what we got to do here and get the heck out of Dodge. Thank you so much for tuning in today. Hope you enjoyed the show. Please follow me on Twitter at Doc Talk Ruth, as well as LinkedIn at Doc Talk Ruth. You can always reach me here each and every Wednesday at 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Of course, the number is 347-426-3469. And you can email me at drtalkruth@gmail.com. And in my office, please contact me at 313-897-7257. So until next week, you guys, make it a great day. Take care of yourselves. Take care of each other. Be happy, be healthy, and have a good one, folks. Bye-bye.